The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 468 and a half, up a half on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 376, up a half on the open. July, 386 and three quarters, up two. September, 399 and a half, up two and a quarter. December, 417 and a half, up two and a quarter. March, 431, up one on the open. May corn opened at 230, up 1.5 on the open. July, 240, up 2. September, 250.5, up 1.25. December, 265, up 2. March, 275.5, up 1.5 on the open. July oats opened at 190, up 3/4 on the open. May soybeans opened at 598.5, up 5 on the open. July, 610, up 5.5. August, 615, up 4.75. September, 620, up 6. November, 630, up 7.25. January, 636.5, up 5.5. March, 642.5, up 5 on the open. May soybean meal open at 181.50, up $2 on the open. July, 181.30, up 180. May soybean oil open at 24.95, up 25 on the open. July, 25.35, up 27. At the Merck, May feeders opened at 130, down 2.5 on the open. August, 103.25, down 17.5. September, 102.90, down 25. June live cattle opened at 74.70, down 17.5 on the open. August, 76.25, down 25. May lean hogs opened at 67.50, unchanged on the open. June, 67.55, up 10. July, 67.60, down 17.5. August, 66.55, up 15 on the open, and May bellies opened at 83.80, up 20 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I suppose that we're a fast and furious little planning going on your way today, trying to beat whatever showers are heading our way.
Yes, and as our private meteorologist called us yesterday at the noon hour and indicated, saying he thought it was going to be a wetter forecast, and this morning's meteorologists are all in kind of unanimous this morning in indicating that, yes, southern Illinois, basically the bottom two-thirds of the state, has a chance of a quarter to an inch, and it's going to linger around and be a little bit inclement for into Wednesday of next week. So, you know, it's 3/4 of an inch probably over here on the east side of the state. Some of our friends that's in the southern half of Illinois and Indiana, it's just starting to get dry enough in some fields for them to work. So this is a disappointment to some, and, in others it's, a half inch is just great. But it is a little wetter forecast, particularly for the eastern and southern part of the growing area.
After the closing bell yesterday, the trade came out with its estimates for the Friday USDA reports. By the way, all those numbers now up on our website at WILOAG.org. Anything there that will change the official Paul Cooley trendometer?
Well, you know, the Sparks people are indicating the numbers will be probably larger in soybeans and a little smaller in corn. And as far as the trend is concerned, the soybean market, the trend is still higher, and the trend in corn is still lower. It would take a close in the May corn at 231.5 for that trend to change. as well, and July corn 242.5 for the trend to change. Planting is going, full throttle. Our general impression is, particularly in the southern areas, you know, we do hear the word smaller acreage, but in the northern growing areas, in that real cash grain going belt in the Illinois and Indiana and Iowa, the idea is that there's going to be a hefty corn acreage. Whether it's as large as last year, the answer is still unknown, but the farmer, we think, planted a lot of corn in the cash grain belt of those states.
Numbers that caught my eye in those estimates were actually in the 2006-07 ending stock estimates, and that was in the corn,
sure,
where the range was 1.200 to 2.066. There's a lot of uncertainty about the size of that crop in that particular year. Some are bulls, some are bears. Where are you?
Well, and the Informer group says 1523. Well, this is the caution flag, and Keith Collins mentioned this in a statement that I read and listened to yesterday morning. And, of course, ethanol is now going to exceed corn exports. In other words, corn usage to ethanol is now king over the export area and arena in our corn exports. And as a result of that, we have a new player on the block, so to speak, and usage is enormous in that area. And unfortunately, exports haven't been that good, and it's been a sluggish part of the U.S. Ag economy, unfortunately. But as a result of this, it's business not as usual, and it means that the farmer is going to see better prices in the future. And as a result of that, that's good news for agriculture. And it also basically is important that, the farm program that's being talked about is not only a price support, but it's also some energy support for the economy. And as a result of that, people that are selling multiple years and are always on the bearish side of the equation are going to have to reevaluate things, because it's not going to be just business as usual in the old typical days of I'm going to sell a 2 cent rally and it's going to make me money kind of a concept. So it is new. We are going to have to adjust our marketing and farming operations as a result of that.
Can you give us a fundamental reason why Chicago wheat is doing so well?
Well, a couple of things. I think we have an Indian tender on the blocks, and we're also obviously seeing liquidation here of spreads. And, of course, that might be liquidation of long Kansas City wheat, short Chicago. It also might be liquidation of other spreads like in corn and long corn, short soybean, or short wheat, long corn type of spreads. And so there's a lot of spreading going on in it, but I think the most popular one is, of course, the wheat spreads of being long Kansas City, short Chicago.
Does what we saw for the estimates play into this at all? I see on the low side we're down at 315 for the soft red winter.
You know, the big factor here is of course, it's a what we want to talk about here is that the wheat situation is more friendly fundamentally than it was 30 days ago, and as a result of that, and this is particularly in two areas: one, better exports, and also a smaller production estimate, mainly because in the hard red winter wheat area, the yields were just disappointing on those crop tours. So, production and also exports are the two major factors. And, of course, the exploding economies in the Pacific Rim, particularly India and also China, are supportive factors to that equation.
I want to go back to the soy complex before I let you go and have you give us what you can tell us in terms of the latest about what's going on down in Brazil with the farmers' protest.
Well, it is, you know, I'm getting emails from customers that have investments in that part of the world, and, you know, it is for real. There are some soybean lines that the truck exports, but we understand two things, that the international grain companies are probably using U.S. Origin beans because they don't want to get short the bean basis down there and have a supply debacle come in and force them to pay extra prices somewhere else. the government, the farmer is losing his shirt down there, and he has problems with paying his fertilizer bills, paying his interest bills. He's got a very cheap soybean price down there. And, of course, there's land payments, farm machinery payments. It's worse than the debacle here in the mid-'80s here in the U.S. Our general impression is that it's a big monumental problem. Glad we don't have to suffer with it. But at the same time, that farmer is a strongholder of beans. The farmer here in the U.S. is a strongholder of soybeans. And we have a new player on the block called soybean oil that's an energy commodity, and that's also a part of the bean equation. Beans, some people are wanting to say beans are overpriced. At some point in time, that could happen. The fundamentals don't justify this, but they're a very strong commodity, and it's a lot of it's based on soybean oil and strong farmer holding action around the world.
Thanks much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You're listening to WILL Urbana,